Okay, Pizzo, can we start the tape, please?
Buried treasure! Buried treasure? Treasure.
Well, hello and welcome to Buried Treasure. I'm Paul Tyler. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We've been sitting on this podcast, this idea, for a little while now, but it's finally time for fruition. I'm recording this in springtime, and looking at trees, and they're sprouting leaves. So this is the perfect time. Springtime, lambs are gambolling in the fields. And it's time to release this now. The recording you're about to hear happened in summer of 2016, and it's now spring 2017. It's hard to explain why we've been sat on the idea for so long. There's quite something. I mean, you're about to hear the process of what we've done, and that's burying money in the ground for you to find. It's a very simple concept. Over the next six podcasts, this one included, you're going to have some clues, and you'll be able to use those clues, stitch them all together, and you will be able to go and dig up the £100 we've buried. So you're going to hear in this episode what happened when we went out and buried the money. And I think one is funny. I was just thinking about this just before I pressed record, and I think one of the reasons we've kept it so long is that it's been really nice having a secret. One of the things that drew me to burying money in the ground where people may or may not be walking past on a daily basis is the fact that it's a secret, and there are only two people that know that secret: me and the program's producer, Johnny. And that's been quite nice, but well, the novelty's worn off now. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast, and unlike maybe some that are going to be released on the same day, the same week, or the same month, or you know, the same date, maybe this one is going to be sporadic and when we feel like it. It's going to be pretty regular, but it's not going to be on the same day every week. So you're going to have to subscribe, and it feels a little bit underhanded saying that, because you know, it seems like we're just using that as a way of getting you to subscribe. But I do think it's in keeping with the treasure map. You know, this could happen at any point, and there's a randomness to that which I quite like. It means that, you know, if you're scrolling through your podcast, you see there's a new one up, you've just as much chance as the next person of getting the clue and going to find the money. So the voice you're going to hear after these messages is mine again. And a younger me, around about 6 months ago. I do feel older and wiser.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, 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 all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
So you were just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about this.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Find us on Twitter or Facebook, or go to our website, spoilerpodcast.co.uk. It's fun for all the family, right?
Buried treasure!
It's just gone 20 past seven on a Sunday morning. It's a very quiet suburbia. We're leaving the rest of the house, sleeping off the rest of the last Saturday night. And I'm just getting in the car. We're about to do something that I can guarantee nobody else is doing. We're about to travel somewhere, an anonymous location, And we're going to bury £100 in cash in the ground. And the reason for that will become clearer, even to us, as we do it. So whenever I've had a microphone in my hand before and we've been out of the studio scenario, we usually describe where we are. But I'm not going to do that. This is up to you now. It's up to you to guess where on earth I've just buried £100 in cash. And it's been the most peculiar morning. It's been the first time since I think probably I passed my driving test that I've been out with no particular place to go. Usually, you know, you've got the school run, you've got to go to the shops, you've got to go here and there with a definite purpose of where you're driving to. Today, me and Johnny, the producer of the programme, drove out and we had no idea. We had a kind of a rough idea of where we'd been thinking we wanted to go. We changed our minds initially of the area we were heading for at least twice. And we just kind of let it flow and let it take us. Just drive where we looked at a road sign and said, "Well, yeah, we've never been there before. Let's go there. Let's have a look at that." And so we did. And then we got to the place that we'd agreed we were definitely going to do it, to bury the money. And it took a long time. We drove round and round, and we parked up, and we looked at it, and I don't know what we were looking for. We were looking for a sign or something to guide us, because when you don't know what you're doing, it's very hard to make decisions. And when you're a ditherer like me, it's really hard to make decisions anyway. And so we were looking for somewhere to guide us. In the end, I think time certainly took its toll in the fact that we were just getting a bit fed up of driving around looking for a perfect place. We wanted it to be a very public place, but also we didn't want a lot of people coming and asking us questions. And ultimately, you, if you're going to be digging up this money, if that's what you choose to do, asking you a lot of questions as well. So I think that's probably your first clue, although it's really vague and it certainly doesn't tell you where you need to be. It's funny, I certainly got in kind of like a trance-like state, because it's not a normal thing to be in a public place and digging a hole, burying £100 in cash. It's not a normal thing. So it's funny, because we're in a public place and it looks, you wonder if everyone is treating you with suspicion, because we're acting suspiciously and doing something that's out of the norm, that's not considered normal. I mean, I must admit, to me at the minute, this seems like the most normal thing to do. There's no reason for us not to be doing this. We have to be doing this. No one else is doing it. So as Bill Drummond might tell you, it's our responsibility. If someone else isn't doing it, it's our responsibility to do this. Which is taking the burden from you, so you can thank us for that. But while I was actually digging, I should have recorded the sound of it, but you know what digging sounds like. It's hard work. And it was harder than I thought it was. I first put the spade in the ground. And I thought, we might have to find another space. But I took the top layer off, and so we've relayed the surface where it needs to be. And I must admit, I'm looking over the area now and I can't really tell where we've been, which is good. That's the way we want to do it. It's where we want to leave the place. Leave it like you find it. And if you ever come here and dig it up, please do have the courtesy to do what we've done and leave it like you find it. But I got into kind of a trance while I was doing it. It was quite peculiar. I forgot to turn the microphone on. I forgot a few other things. I forgot what I was doing. I was nervous, a bit excited. And now, it's one of these things I've been looking forward to doing this for quite some time, that I'm kind of disappointed it's over. But I'm not so sure that either the producer of this programme or my wife is going to give me free rein to a bank account. Certainly not at the minute. Hobbies and interests. I'm going to put this on my CV. Hobbies and interests. Burying money. And then we've just given you another clue as well, if you're listening carefully. Thank you. Exactly. It's 10 o'clock, and if that's not a clue, I don't know what is. If you like the theme tune to Buried Treasure, it's a track called Meow by Hot Womble. And this programme and every programme out of the first series is brought to you in association with our good friends at Hot Womble. For more information, visit hotwomble.com.
Buried Treasure.
So there is the first edition. It's not a book, is it? Episode. There's the first episode of Buried Treasure. Good luck, happy hunting. If when you're out looking for the treasure, if you could talk like a pirate, that'd be fun. No, it wouldn't. It'd be awful. Really awful.
Buried Treasure, the audio treasure map. They're not pirates, they're idiots. If you're enjoying Buried Treasure and would like to support Series 2, where we'll bury £200, please go to the Buried Treasure page at GoFundMe.com and give what you can. All the money you receive will be buried in the ground for you to find. Buried Treasure is presented by Paul Tyler and produced by Johnny Hall. I'm Charlotte Reed, and quite frankly, I'm better than this. Buried Treasure is a Joe Schmo production.